thought for today. I am my own most appreciated friend. I am my own most appreciated friend. I am my own most appreciated friend. How can that be that I am my own most appreciated friend? Well, what is a friend? What is somebody that we call a friend? As practitioners, we call the people that we deal with friends rather than clients or patients. And we call them friends because we have a harmonious relationship with them. We think of them as being whole and perfect. We think of them as being beautiful beings, beings that do not need to improve. When we have a friend, we have that person in our life that we find very wonderful. We don't need to improve on them. We don't need to help them to accomplish something. We don't need to make their life better. We just enjoy them. They can come over any time and they can find us in any state and they're still a friend. They don't judge us for what type of clothing we wear. They don't judge us for what type of attitudes we have. They don't judge us for the way that we think. So, I am my own most appreciated friend. So if we're going to use that definition for what a friend is for ourselves, how would we use it? Can you accept yourself just the way you are? You say, well, I need improvement. Can you accept yourself just the way you are? Well, I could lose some weight. Could you accept yourself just the way you are? Well, I could gain some weight. Could you accept yourself just the way you are? Well, I'm not always nice as I should be. Can you accept yourself just the way you are? This is what we want to learn to do. To accept ourselves just the way we are, like we would accept a friend. We don't go to a friend and tell them that they should change, and we don't go to a friend and tell them that they should wake up and hear the hear the music. We don't tell them that. We accept them just the way they are, because we have made friends with them because they are someone who reflects a certain aspect of ourselves. Can we make a friend with ourselves? Can we begin to like ourselves just the way we are? When we train ourselves to like ourselves just the way we are, we're not going to go around looking for our faults. We're not going to go kicking ourselves around the block for something we didn't do or something we did do. We're going to just accept ourselves just the way we are. This is not an easy thing to do. We have been trained. Remember how we've been trained? Think before you act. Don't you think before you act? And what do we teach you? Listen to your first thought and act upon it. Don't think. Listen to your first thought and act upon it. Do not premeditate what you're doing. They often say about against the law that it was premeditated act. Something that was thought about ahead of time and then done. Well, this is what we shouldn't do with ourselves. We should not premeditate whatever it is that we believe about ourselves. We should just act instantly and wonderfully on who we are. Now, how does this fit? How does this fit in society? Consider, if your first thought is the ideal thought and the thought that you really should be putting in motion for yourself, if that's what we have come to believe, then what about our original archetypal self? What about the concept under which we were brought into being? We return to our original purity and integrity when we're healing, having a healing of ourself. Our original purity. What is our original self? Our original self is innocence. Our original self is purity. Our original self is not living up to society. You see, society tells us that we have to have certain attitudes about ourselves and about others. Society tells us that we must live in a certain way, and that's not a harmonious way at all. That's not a harmonious way. It is society's way of getting along with the world. Now, in society, we are taught to be our brother's keeper. In society, we are taught to make sure that our brothers and our sisters are all doing the right things. In society, we are taught that we must do everything for the good of society. You are expendable for the good of the group. If we have to give you to the gods as a sacrifice, we'll do that for the good of the group. Which is a very strange thing. It's a very strange thing. Can you sacrifice your beliefs, your rules upon which you govern your life? Can you sacrifice your morals, your attitudes for a given goal? Say, for instance, the goal is a large amount of money, and you have an aversion to killing anyone. You will not kill anyone or anything. And so they say, all right, now, you want to belong to this club? Here's what you have to do. You have to go out there and take a chicken and cut its head off. Yuck! I don't want to do that. Well, then you can't belong to our group. Because in our group, you have to go out there and cut the chicken's head off. You have nothing against eating chicken. You have nothing against preparing chicken. You have nothing against doing all of these things. But you have everything against the actual act of killing them. You don't kill them when you're preparing them. They're already dead. Now, can you go and kill something just to belong to the group, just to be acceptable in the group? Well, sometimes it's a very important group. Now, you can belong to our community if you will be the person who prepares the food for the cook. So you have to go out and take the pig and slaughter the pig. You have to kill the cow. You have to go out and skin the rattlesnakes and prepare the rabbits and do all these things. Well, if you want to belong to the group, if you want the group to provide you with housing and food and clothing and stuff, you have to do that role. Well, why can't somebody else do that? Because that's the role of every new person who joins this community. The food has to be prepared, and someone has to do it. And so the new person is always the one that's chosen to do it. Well, I don't want to do that. Well, then you don't want to be with the group. How interesting. We have rules like that in our life. We have rules like that in our world. And the rule is that we love everybody and everything, but first we love ourselves. The rule is a lot of these very interesting things that we find it difficult to do. Not because it's not what we really want to do, but because it's something contrary to what we've been doing. Would you like to be a friend? To be a friend, you have to be a friend. To have a friend, you have to be a friend. Now, how do you be a friend? You accept the other person just the way they are, and you enjoy their company, and you share with them whatever you have. That's being a friend. In the way that society calls it. But what about you now? Are you willing to give up something to walk your spiritual path? Are you willing to give up something to be your own appreciated friend? Can you appreciate yourself when you do something in violation to your principles? You're driving your car and you hit a squirrel, or you hit a rabbit, and the rabbit goes boing off to the side of the road. Do you stop and see how the rabbit is or how the squirrel is? Most of the time, no. Most of the time, you don't even think a thing about it. Let's just interchange that with a child. you've hit this child with your car. Are you going to stop? If you don't stop, you're called to hit and run. But if you stop, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? How are you going to help this child that you have hit with your car? Are you going to put the child into the car and take him to the hospital? What are you going to do? Well, it'd be easier just to drive away and forget it. Could you forget it? Could you forget that you had hit this child with your car at quite a speed and obviously done some damage to the child? Could you ever forget it? In all of your life, could you forget it? You see, whenever you violate your principles, you cannot forget it in all of your life. If you live by your principles, you will be harmonious with yourself. If you ever violate any of your principles, you cannot stand it. You cannot believe it. You have a sadness in your heart. You have a hurt in your heart that you just cannot fight. We saw the movie Smoke Signals, and in there, the young man who had just gotten married and had a baby, and he was enjoying beer on the Indian reservation, and he wanted everybody to come join the party, to come out and have more fun. And he had some fireworks in his hand. And with the fireworks, he accidentally set the building on fire that everybody was in. And they were all sleeping, and many of them were three sheets to the wind, and so they didn't know the building was on fire. But one couple took their child and threw it out the window. And he took this child. Well, he felt a debt to the child. He felt a debt to the parents. He felt terrible. And he felt so terrible he could hardly live with himself. As he said, he wanted to make himself invisible. But you cannot make yourself invisible from your problems and your world of problems. You can only have a new look at them. Well, he couldn't live with that. He had to tell somebody, and he told. He told what he had done. He said it was an accident. He said it wasn't, but it got on him. It got to his consciousness, and he couldn't live with himself. You see, when you, as a friend to yourself, ever violate the principles that which you govern your life, you will not be happy with yourself. You will not be content with yourself. You will not enjoy your own company. But once you live up to who you are, be your original purity and integrity, be the fabulous person you are, you will find that it's a great experience. It's a wonderful experience to like yourself. You'll find that enjoying yourself is so, there is an innocence about it. We saw another movie, The Other Daughter. And in The Other Daughter, she was a little handicapped. But was she really handicapped? Or was she in a state of bliss? She didn't know a lot of the rules. But the rules she did know, she wanted to have carried out. And in her society, the society was not living up to those rules. They were not living up to the caring of those rules. And this hurt her very much. And so she cried out against it. She cried out against it when her mother had two attitudes, one for some of the older girls and one for her. And she was very unhappy with this dualism. And though she wanted to belong to that society, she had to run away from it because the dualism was destroying her. And in her innocence, it had no place. Can you stand up for who you are? Have you involved yourself in any activities which will destroy your innocence, which will destroy who you are? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about what it is that makes you who you are? I am my own most appreciated friend. You are the only person who really knows you for what you are. And if you go around with a long face, the world's going to think you got problems. If you go around with a happy attitude, the world's going to think you're a happy person. And this is what we want to create our world believing about us, and we know about us, that we are happy people. And the way to be happy people is to listen within, to find the principle of truth within ourselves, and enjoy it. Now, can we do that? We sure can. How do we do that? By knowing what our principles are. What are your principles? What are the things that govern your life? Are they the same for everybody? They could be. In being your own self as a friend that you like and accept, can you accept the fact that sometimes you make a mistake? Can you accept the fact that sometimes you say things that hurt another person? Can you accept the fact that sometimes you are not as considerate as you should be? And can you accept the fact that you most of the time say things that delight everyone, especially yourself? Can you accept the fact that most of the time your thoughts that you have in your mind are so beautiful and so wonderful that you just giggle all over all the time because you have so many wonderful thoughts in your mind? Can you accept that? Can you accept the fact that you are a good person? Can you accept that? When you start accepting that and start being that, you overlook the little failures that come along in favor of looking at all of the great things that come along. It's a wonderful, dynamic, positive thing. So think about that, because that really is where you're coming from, and that really is where it's at. I am my own most appreciated friend. I am my own most appreciated friend. Think about that. I am my own most appreciated friend, and I thoroughly enjoy it. It's a wonderful thing to do.